Okay. Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. We are up to Lamed Vav Mabay is the third to last skinny line, Tanur Rabbanan. Just one thought before, two thoughts before we start. One that I said that I would say yesterday. That is, Lechem She'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe. So I saw in the Margolius Hashas, quotes from the Majitz Rebbe, Reb Shol Yedidya Elazar Mimajitz, who says that what's Onin Olav Dvarim Harbe? He says, what's Omrim, Lashon Rabim? There's Matzina Shakanesh Baruch Hu Onel Yisrael B'Shlosha Ofanim. We find that Hashem answers Klal Yisrael in three different ways. Yesh Onim Min HaShemayim Acher HaTfila V'Bakasha V'Tzalaka. Sometimes you ask for something, and after we ask for something, Hashem answers us. V'Yesh Onim Min HaShemayim Be'esh Mevakshim. Sometimes Hashem answers us. As we're asking, He's answering us. Like we say, V'Oneb Lamo Yisrael Be'esh Shava Me'lav. As we ask. And finally, the third way, V'yesh od yeseris andrega, Shekadosh Baruch Hu one od b'terem yikro. Right, Hashem answers even before we ask. As we write, V'haya terem yikro v'ani ena, like we see on a tainus. So he says, you find all three alfanim, all three ways, Shekadosh Baruch Hu answered us during the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. First of all, you find that Hashem answered us after we cried out. It says, V'tal shav asam el ha'lokim en avodah. And the very next pasuk, V'yishmalim is nakasa. Hashem heard it, and He answered. That's one. When we went out of Mitzrayim, it was at the same time. Because it says, V'lo hispik mitzikam lahachim, it's read, Odei medabrim shama shem aleihem. And that's what we say in davening, V'onel la'amo Yisrael, be'eis shava melav. We say it every day. At that moment, He redeemed us. Same moment that we were crying out to Him, when we were medabrim. And by Kriyas Yamsuf, He says it was even before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Matitzak Eli. What is Matitzak Eli? So He gives the medrash that, a man got angry at his son and threw him out of his house, and a friend of the son goes and says, you know, please take the son back. He says, I already forgave him. He didn't ask. I already forgave him. Tell him to come back. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what are you crying to me? I already forgave them. Go. He already answered us even before we asked. So says the Majus Rebbe, he says, that's what Lechem She'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe. Regarding this matzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu was one us in many different ways. He answered us in all three different ways of how He answers. So maybe that's a remez to the matzah, and onen Olav Dvarim Harbe. Okay, that is just one thought from the Margolius Hashas. Continues the Gemara, and just one more thought, but we'll at least say two words, and then we'll say the thought. Tanu Rabbanan, Lechem Oni. That's what we're up to, Lechem Oni. Says the Gemara, literally, again, a poor man's bread. Three lines from where they get wide. Prat l'chalut ula ashisha. Excluding, you're not allowed to use on Pesach, chalut is scalded bread. Ashisha is another different pshatim in the Rishonim. It basically means a fancy type of bread. Chol and ashisha are fancy types of breads. We're not supposed to use fancy types of breads on Pesach. There is a Maharal in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah Shal Pesach on Halach Ma'anya, where the Maharal asks, what is the lechem, here it says lechem oni, lechem, we've had a number of pshatim. But what does it mean? Yesh l'sho, lomenikra matzah lechem oni. He says, you can have a matzah shlema, and why is it lechem oni, a poor man's bread? He says, some people say it's lechem oni because matzah is very low, very short. Well, challah is a little higher, and ani is also low down. He says, but he's not happy with that pshat. Then he says, maybe a tamsheni, he says, because matzah is difficult to digest, and this is a machal given to the shvuyim, and we ate this in Mitzrayim, like we had we mentioned yesterday from the Abu Dran, the story about the captive who ate it. So he also doesn't like that, because he says there's no source in the Torah which says that that's what we ate in Mitzrayim. So it's just the opposite. Zacharnu is hadagash, you know, we ate the fish, we had such great food in Mitzrayim. So he says, what's lechem oni? So says the Maharal, this is a great, great idea to remember for the Seder. So maybe we'll mention it in the Haggadah Shir again. Anab Hirsh Hadavar, ki ha-matza nikram lechem oni hefech matza ashira. He says, what's lechem oni? As we mentioned, opposite from ashira. So what does that mean? He says, kasher yish bashemen vidvash. Whenever there's anything else in the matzah, it's ashir. Whenever you have anything else that you're connected to, possessions, money, anything, then that's called ashir. Lechem oni is because it's just you. Just like it's a poor man has nothing, it's just himself. So too, this is just dough, that's it. Water and flour, that's it. He's ani because it's all by himself, there's no connections. There's no shibudim to anybody else. That's ani and ashir. He says, so why is it so, why is ani, this ani connected to chayrus then? He says, you think a poor man, no connections. He says, no, but that's the whole point. He says, a eved has connections. He's not alone. An Eved is meshubit to a master. An Eved is meshubit to an Adon. So he's an Eved is like Ushir in that way, is that he has certain connections to himself. An Ani is free. An Ani is not connected to anything. Ki Ani is ba'atzmo ha-ra'a ha-ge'ula. She'ein inay na-ge'ula rak she-yotzei ve'ein lo shum tziruf el-zulaso. Cheirus, ge'ula means you're totally separate from anything else from before you. Lo kamo ha-Eved. That's ein o-omeid ba'atzmo v'yish lo tziruf to his Adon. He says, that's why Dover Sheish Bo Ashirus, something that has Ashirus to it, has connections to something else, and that's why, that's the connection, says the Maharal, between Ani and Geula. He says, that's why the Geula took place in the first month, because it's separate from anything else before it. It happened in Chodesh Nisan. And he continues with this theme, but you can look at it more, it's on Halach Ma'anya, in the Maharal's Haggadah. Okay, but that is also Ani and Cheirus. And now we move on. So lechem ani, you're excluding fancy bread. L'yachol lo yotza adam yechavasa el b'pas hadra. So you can't use fancy bread. That means you have to use coarse, very dry bread. Pas hadra. Rashi says because all its hadar was all its hod was removed. Tamalamer matzos riba. No, you could use average, regular bread. Afilu k'matzos shlomo. As long as it's complete whole bread, even like what Shlomo HaMelech would have used, it's okay. As long as it's not very fancy. It doesn't have to be very low level. Imkein matam alo b'lechem oni. So what? If it's, you could use matzah kibatzah shel Shlomo, why oni? Pra l'chalur l'ashisha. That's why it's just to exclude this fancy type of bread. Umay mashmen, by the way, this is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Siman Tafnun Dalid, v'tov l'chadchila shelo lazos ha-matzah rechava yoser midai. T'havi ka'ashisha. You shouldn't make them very, very special types of breads, because that's like ashisha. What's ashisha? Again, any type of this fancy type of bread. So says the Gemara, Umay mashma dahay ashisha lusha dechashivusa. Where do you see the word ashisha being used as the lashon of chashivus? Dechsiv, as it says by David HaMelech, when the Aron came back to Yerushalayim, vayechalek l'chol ha'am, l'chol ha'mon Yisrael, he gave out to all Jews, meish v'arisha, le'ish chalas lechem achas, every man got one challah, va'ashpar echad, va'ashisha achas. So the king gives out the ashisha. That's the lashon chashivas v'chulu. V'yomar Rav Chanan bar Abba, ashpar. Well, how much are these measurements? Ashpar is echad mishashisha b'par, is 1/6 of a par. A par is a measurement. Ashisha echad mishashisha b'efa, and ashisha is 1/6 of an efa. Upliga de Shmuel. And by the way, this argues on Shmuel. To Amar Shmuel, ashisha garba de chamra. Shmuel says that ashisha is a liquid measurement, not a solid measurement. Ashisha is the same size as a jug of a wine. V'chsev ba'ohave ashisha anavim. Okay, so you see that it's used by anavim. Taner Rabbanan. Next Gemara. Last line. Ein ofen pas aveh bi Pesach. Divrei Beis Shammai. Literally, you're not allowed to bake thick bread on Pesach. Thick bread, pas aveh. Why not? So the Rishonim explained that it's based on the fact that if it's very thick, you're not sure inside if it's going to be totally baked through, if the heat from the oven is going to get in there, and it might not be baked, and therefore it might rise, it might become chametz, if it's not baked, and the water in the dough just might rise inside. So don't make them too thick. Ubeisela matir, and Ubeisela says it allows you. But this is one, and not for now, we're going to talk about it when we get to Daf Mem Aleph. But one of the bases for the minhag of not eating gebrax has to do with this kind of chash. Again, even though lamaisa is not a chash anymore, because some say that the matzahs were thicker in those days. The Shari Tshuva discusses this, and that's when there's more of a chash of a chimas. Again, Ruba de Ruba of the poskim say even if one has that minhag, it's not based on chash chimas anymore. But maybe originally the minhag started connected to this idea because it was somewhat thicker. But Beishamai said you're not supposed to make thick. Thick matzah. How much is thick? How high? How thick is thick? Amar Rav Huna, tefach. A tefach thick. A tefach thick is any more than a tefach is exactly a tefach, that is the machlokas. And Beis Hillel matirs that, why? Shekein matzina b'lechem apanim tefach. Beis Hillel says, you see the lechem apanim were a tefach, and lechem apanim were matzah, right? The only thing that was chametz was some of the loaves of the karbet toda, and the loaves of the shtei halechem on shvuas, but everything else was matzah, so maybe some of the karbet nazir also was, I don't remember, that might have been some chametz also, but I'm not sure. But the Beis Hillel says, so every Shabbos, it was matzah, and it was a tefach high. So you see that you don't have to be worried. Even if it's a tefach, you don't have to be worried that it is chametz. Ask the Gemara. Maskev l'Rav Yosef. 1 second. Yomar b'zrisid yomar b'shinas reason, as we had yesterday. What do you mean? So to say that we're not worried about the lechem upon him, that's fine, because it's talking about Kohanim. They'll make sure that it's totally baked through, and that's there's reason. Mashenki, when it comes to a regular person in their own kitchen, you have to be worried. Yomar tomar b'shinas reason. You have to have the same halacha. Should have more chashos. Imamar, like we said yesterday, where the leisha is done. Imamar b'pas amela yomar b'pas shehina amela. If we say it by pas amela. Literally, amelus from the word amelus, working hard. What does it mean? I mean, the Mishnayos and Menachos, Rashi here quotes it, explained that the flour was processed over and over again to make it very fine. You beat it down with your hand and with a kli and you smash it. You did a lot of processing to this flour and then to this dough. So because it was well beaten and well worked, so that's why we're not worried that it's going to become chametz, because it's constantly in motion. It's constantly being used. So if you're going to say that you're not worried about chametz by pasa mela, which is the flour and the dough used for the menachos, for the shtei lechem apanim, you're going to say it for the eina mela, for stam dough at home. Imrama be'etzim yeveshim, yor be'etzim lachim. The wood was very dry. We'll get back to that in a second. We'll just finish the sentence first. In the beis hamikdash, the wood is very dry, so it would cook the breads much, the matzahs much faster. Tomer beit some lachim, but at home, maybe your firewood at home is a little moist. Yomer b'tanur cham, yomer b'tanur tzonein. At home, you used a tanur in the base of midrash. You used a tanur cham. Rashi explains a mateches, a tanur of metal, which is very hot. Yomer b'tanur tzonein. At home, a lot of times you have earthenware tanurim ovens. Does it get as hot? Yomer b'tanur shal mateches, yomer b'tanur shal cheres, which seems like the same line. A little sarach Ian. That Rashi explains that that's what the previous line meant. Maybe Rashi didn't have this girsa of the last line, because it's exactly the same thing. And Rashi explains the earlier line of Chametz Tzonein. So therefore, all these questions say, how could Lechem HaPanim be the basis for Beis Hillel? Just because Lechem HaPanim is a tefach thick, and it's allowed, and we're not worried about Chametz, how could this be the basis for Beis Hillel saying, at home, you can have tefach thick matzahs? Right? It's not the same. All these differences. So continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, she'elos as Rabbi Biyichud, I ask my Rebbe in private, Umanu Rav, my Rebbe happens to be Rav, Ikad Amri Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Amar Rav, she'elos as Rebbe Biyichud, Rav said, I asked my Rebbe in private, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is that? That's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu HaNasi, my pas Aveh, pas Meruba, you're right, different shot of Aveh. Aveh doesn't mean thick. When Beisham maybe still argue about when you can make pas Aveh, it means pas Meruba, means making lots of breads. That's what you're not supposed to make. But amai, we'll get to why. But amai currently pass. Why is it called thick? We should do the fish of Elisha, because you're still going to have a lot, a thick dough. You're just going to put them into different challahs, different matzahs. So that's why it's called pass. Or in that place, they called pass meruba pass ove. Ove was the word they used for meruba. So that is what really the machlokes is about. One ha'ara on what we said up above. We said that the wood in the Beis HaMikdash was very dry. So Rashi here quotes, alludes to the Mishnah and the Gemara in Tainus, but it's also in Baba Basra, which says that the Mishnah at the end of Tainus says, Lohayom Tovim Li Yisrael, Kechamisha Asar Ba'av Uchuyom HaKippurim. There were no greater holidays for the Jewish people than Yom Kippur and Tu Ba'av. The Gemara says, Yom Kippur, I can understand. Yom Kippur is Yom Slichu Mechila, is the day we get forgiveness, and Yom Shedinu Boluchas Achronos, the day that we got totally forgiven, the day that we got back the luchos from Moshe Rabbeinu. But what about Tu B'Av? What's so great about Tu B'Av? You know, it's a wonderful. We don't say Tachnun on Tu B'Av. And you know, so what's it? After Tisha B'Av, we're already heading away from the second half of Chodesh Av. What's so great? So the Gemara in Tainus and also in Baba Basra here in Kuf Chaf Aleph has six different ideas, six happenings that occurred on Tu B'Av. Either it was the day that Binyamin was allowed to marry into the Shvatim, right, at the end of Sefer Shoftim, Binyamin took part in the Pelegish Begiva stories, therefore they said, you're not allowed to marry in. So Tu B'Av is the day that they were allowed to marry in. It was the day that all Shvatim were allowed to intermarry, because we assume the Nachlas were already stable amongst the Shvatim, so therefore they were allowed to intermarry. It was the day that the Haruge Beitar got buried, right? By the bracha of Yechasreinu was added on because Aruge Beitar didn't decompose for months and months, so it's the day they got buried. All these different reasons, the day that Yerovam and Nevat's Avodah Zarah was taken down, all these different reasons. But one of the reasons was, the one that we're going to focus on now, this is what relates to us, it's the Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichros Eitzim L'Ma'aracha. The day that they stopped chopping wood and gathering wood to use for the Mizbeach. That's why it's such a happy day. Right? And that's why they stopped, because Tu B'Av is the middle of the summer. It's burning hot, Tammuz Av, up until the middle of Tu B'Av. After Tu B'Av, it's not as hot, so therefore the sun is not going to dry the moisture inside the wood as much. So they didn't collect any more wood after Tu B'Av, because we were worried that it might have some moisture inside. And we want to use completely dry wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they stopped gathering wood. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to. They use very dry wood in the Beis HaMikdash's Mizbeah. But the question is, so why is that such a great party? Right, so they finished doing this. They finished the gathering wood. What's the big party? So there's an interesting machlokas here between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. This Rashbam is quoted as one of the makoros for a siyum. The Rashbam here, Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Rashbam writes, Va'oso yom shepasku hayu smechim, lefisha va'oso yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazos. This is one of the earliest makoros that we have for making a siyum. There is some gemaras to the Gemara also. The Gemara says we had in Shabbos. On the day that one of the rabbis finished the Masechta, he made a Yom Tov L'Rabbanan. There are some makoros in the Rishonim, but this is one of the big makoros in the Rishonim. That the Rashbam says they made a big party when they finished being Koris Eitzel L'Ma'aracha, and that's Tu B'Av. It's all about making a siyum when you finish a mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Gershom has a little different. It's a parallel, but a little opposite. But the Gershom says, V'asuhu yantif. They made it a yantif. Why? Not because they didn't finish the mitzvah. Shemikan ve'elecha yoskin b'Torah. Because now they had more time to learn. They had more time to learn because they finished the great mitzvah. But what's the emphasis when you finish something? Because now the godless that you finish is the godless that you're looking to the future. Even a siyum itself has both of those ideas. Hadron alach, but you're looking forward to the next one. And this is interesting machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom on that Gemara related to the dry wood. But the Gemara rejected the connection to thick pas. So the Gemara said it means pas meruba. My time of the first wide line. Why is it that Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to make many breads, many matzahs on Pesach? We're talking about matzah now. We're not talking about thick. If it's because you're doing extra tircha, you don't need this today. So my ayyub Pesach vilo biyadafnami. So why do you say you can't do it on Pesach? Right? Say it should be that you shouldn't do it on Yantif. So my answer is an achinami. Right, you're right. Really, he means it on Yantif too. The high Tana beyantosh al Pesach koi. It happens to be that they were talking about Pesach. Tani nami hachi. The Braisa also backs this up. Beishami amr made open pas ave beyantif ubeisel abatirin. The machlokas is about making pas ave, which we mean now to be bas merube on Yantif. Period. Right, this relates to the Beisilah's Matir. This relates to the sugya of Marbe Bishirin, the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Zayin, which explains how sometimes if you're not really doing such an extra tircha, then we allow you to bake a little extra on Yantif. For example, if you're making a big pot, making a pot of something on Yantif, so you're allowed to. The Gemara says in Beitza Daf Yud Zayin, Mamala Isha Kol HaKadera Basar, Aval Bisha Ena Tzricha El Chaticha Achas. You're throwing a big, you're making a big, a pot of 10 of meat, you're allowed to throw in extra meat, because that's not considered extra tircha. You're filling up a hot water thing on Yantif, where there's no light, you're allowed to cook on Yantif, so you're allowed to fill up the whole thing, even though you only need a little bit. And if Shimon ben Elazar adds, you're allowed to fill up the whole oven with bread, even though you only need a little bit, because when the bread is all together in the same oven, it bakes better. And that's why, Shapas nefas yafe bizman shatan or molly. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, but only by small ovens. So you might say that Beis Hillel here is limited, even though you're allowed to do pas meruba. If you're going to put the two gemaras together, until we pass in like both, it's only by small ovens, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Yantif. There is a, in the Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein osin bepesach pas ove tefach. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to make thick bread, thick matzah on Pesach. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Anything wrong with that psak of the Shulchan Aruch? Didn't the Gemara reject that? Ask the Magen Avraham, what's the Shulchan Aruch doing? The Gemara rejected that. The Gemara rejected pas ove. The Gemara said it means pas meruba. So what do you mean pas ove? That's what the Magen Avraham says here in Sifkatan Hey, in Simitav Samach. The Gemara rejected that. So says the Mishnah Berurah and the Mir Halacha, no. The Gemara only rejected the interpretation of pas ove being pas thick because what? It rejected the connection to Lechem Aponim. to Lechem HaPanim, so that can't be the basis for Beis Hillel. So says the Bir Halacha, you know what? It comes out even more L'chumra. Because you rejected that comparison to Lechem HaPanim, so it could be that even less than a Tefach is Asur to bake. We brought Lechem HaPanim, the connection for Beis Hillel, to explain why even a Tefach is going to be okay. Only more than a Tefach is a problem. But we rejected that. We said, how can you say that that's okay? That's not comparable to regular cases. So says the Bir Halacha, no, we only rejected that. But Meikar HaDin, it's still Asur. It's probably Asur even less than a Tefach. So even though, says the Bir Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says only a Tefach thick is going to be a problem, he says there are those that are Machmirim based on this interpretation of the Gemara, and he says it's even Meduyik in Rashi, he says. Rashi says, if you look in Rashi, Dibur Masko Pas Meruba, after the Gemara changed what it thinks, the Gemara, Rashi adds in, Ubacharorin Dakim Ka'amar. You missed that, Rashi. Since we're talking about very thin wafers. So the Bir Halacha says, because Rashi knows it's even less than a Tefach, might be a problem, Lamaskana. It's not that we just reject the Gemara, we reject that Raya, but it ends up maybe being even L'chumra that you shouldn't make, and that's what L'minag Olam is, not to make thick. Like, I think Sephardi matzahs are somewhat thicker, they're more like a little pitas, they're a little thicker, but in general, we don't make thick matzahs because of this Gemara. Beis Hillel is matir, but according to this interpretation now, he's only matir the maskana, which means pas meruba, not pas aveh. Pas aveh, he might be machmir even less than a tefach, because that's what was rejected. Tanur Rabbanan, fourth wide line. Yotze b'pas nekiya, uba hadra. You're allowed to be yotze with clean bread, pas nekiya, hadra, that's what we had at the bottom of the previous amud, this low-level type of coarse bread, coarse matzahs, ubisarikin hametsuyarin b'pesach. What we would call the happy birthday matzahs. What does that mean? It means, yeah, matzah with drawings and pictures on the matzah. You can be yotze with those kind of matzahs. Even though we said that you're not supposed to make these types of matzahs, but you can be yotze with those matzahs on the first night of Pesach. Derech Agav, the Magen Avraham says, what's going on here? Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos says, there's a halacha of what? Of erasing. Right, it's the whole birthday cake issue. What do you mean you could use the matzah? It's fine, you could be yosei the mitzvah. There's nothing wrong with this matzah, but how can you eat it? When you eat, you're going to be erasing. You're going to be mochek the words. Right, so how do you, as Lisa, we didn't discuss this yet, the kosev mochek issue. So how do you eat this? What are you supposed to do? So that's why best, alachal ma'aseh in terms of birthday cakes, not for now, but that's why we always say to get try to get like a separate cookie which says happy birthday on it. You can just take the cookie off the cake. So there's no words on the cake. That's best. But let's say, so what about this case? So says the Magen Avraham himself, quotes the Maharash Halevi, who says that it's only a problem if you have the cake and like you write the letters, write the pictures on top. But if it's part of the chalik of the cake, if the cake itself, the dough is also made into the letters, he says that's not a problem, that's not called mochik. That's all part of the cake. And that's what we're talking about here. That's what the Maharash Halevi quotes, that's in the Magen Avraham there. The Chazon Ish has a bigger, has a chiddush. The Chazon Ish, it's based on the Ramah. The Ramah says you're not allowed to have these letters, and the Magen Avraham said, who had done pictures. So the Chazon Ish here has a chiddush. In Siman Samach Aleph, maybe only letters are a problem on cake, and not pictures. Why? The Yoser Nireh, the Tzura al Halachem, Lochayel Alei Shem Tzura, Elazehu Timunas Hapas. Even though the Chazon Ish would agree with you that writing a letter on, drawing a picture on Shabbos is kosev, and erasing a picture is mochek, but when you have a picture on a cake, says the Chazon Ish, it doesn't have the status of a picture. That's the cake! That's what the cake looks like. Some cakes are clean on top, some cakes have pictures on top, but it's all part of the cake. Letters have their own, status. So he says, maybe that's what we're talking about, pictures here, not letters, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem, says the Chazon Ish. A third idea mentioned by the post, given this to Mishnah Berurah quotes, and that is, here we're talking about a matzah that's in the shape of something. It's not like you have something on top of the matzah. You make the matzah in the shape of the luchos, whatever. Make the matzah in the shape of whatever you want to make it in the shape of. So there's not a problem. Like you have the Stelodoro S cookies. There's no problem with eating those. Because why? Because that's not mochek. The whole thing looks like that. You take a bite out of that. That's not a problem. So here too says the Magad, sources in the Magad Mishnah, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha lemaisa, and that's what if it's shaped like that, then there's not a problem with mochek. I'm sorry.
Well,
Alphabets are the same thing. Alphabets are the same thing. There's no problem eating because the whole thing is shaped like that. The whole thing is shaped like that. Okay. So continues the Gemara. So this is the first opinion in the Braisa. That you're not, you could be Yosei with these, Sarikin Mitsuyarin, even though you weren't supposed to make them on Shabbos in the first place. Why weren't you supposed to make them in the first place? We'll see, because it takes some time to put the design on top, let's say according to most poskim, and in that time it might become Chametz. That's why it's best not to do that. Why not? Because right, exactly as I just said, because the woman's going to wait, and before she, as she puts the design on, it takes a little time. We're worried about achshash chimutz. So Amar Lahem. So Baitus asks, after yes, and if it's fusvik for enakavon, what do you mean? You don't have to do it so slowly. You can make it like in a, you have a cookie cutter, and therefore you have the whole shape. And it's not going to take any extra time. You have the cake, you're just going to put it right on. Right? So it's not going to take extra time, so maybe you're not worried about chashash chimutz. You've got a cave on, you'll put it right on. So Amrullah, they said, no. Yomer kol sirikin asurin, v'sriki baitus mutarin. Well, people are going to say, these are mutter, these are asur. No, you can't say that. Low plug. You can't have any chilukim. Because once it's asur, most people aren't going to do that. So therefore, you can't have any chilukim. Next sheet in the Braisa. Amr Lazar ben Sadok. So far we had, you're not supposed to use it. You could use it b'di'eved, b'na l'chachila. Then we had, and we mentioned now, there are no chilukim. So now we have the next shita. One time I went after my father to Rabbi Gamliel's house, and they brought in front of him these types of picture matzahs. Amarti, Abba, l'kacham r'chachamim, didn't the rabbi say, ein osin sarikin amsirin b'pesach? Didn't the rabbi say not to do this? Amar li, banai. He says, no, there is chilukim. Lo, in two opposite ways. Lo shall call Adam Amru, Elo shall nachtom in Amru. No, the only ones that are problematic are the baker's ones, not the average person's. Why? Because the baker wants to sell it. He's very fancy. He's medactic about every detail. So it takes him a longer time. So that is why they're only worried about the baker's ones and not the average person's ones. Ika da Amri, or the opposite way, Hachi Gamale. This was his answer. Lo shall nachtom in Amru, Elo shall call Adam. No, baker's ones, bakers are so professional. They're going to do it quickly. And they have all the professional equipment. So you don't have to be worried about a baker. It's just the average person. And I'm using the baker's equipment. So either way, that is the chilek. Right, the Mepharshim point out that this is not according to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama hold of no chilukim. Where the Sariki Sumchi, you can't be b'chalik between Baituses and everybody else's. There's another sheet that you can make chilukim. Amar Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi has a final sheet in the Braisa. Osin Sarikin Kamin Rakikin. Vein Osin Sarikin Kamin Gluskos. As long as they're thin, Rakikin, then you're allowed to make these designs on them. But not if they are thick. They are more like Gluskos, like cookies. Period. Next sugya. Yeah.
Does the Gemara ever mention anything?
Does the Gemara mention anything about 18 minutes? Not sure. We haven't had it yet, but I don't know what the if that's just a mitzias that they knew or okay, we'll keep looking. Tan Rabbanan, new sugya. Hasufganin v'hadufshanin v'iskaritin v'chalas amasreis v'amedume peturim min hachala. It's a mission in chala. All these types of doughs, all of these have one thing in common. You did something unusual to them before you baked them. You didn't just bake them in an oven. Either you soaked them in hot scalding water, or you just scalded them with water. You did something to them, which is not the usual way of cooking, and therefore it loses its shame lechem. It's not called bread, and therefore it's pater from chala. You don't have to take off chala from these items. My chala is a masres, where I was just interested, what's that one? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, zecholot shal balibatim. That's the scalded one. Scald the dough of the balabatim. Okay, all of these types of different chalas. So why are they putter? So major, very important machlokas. Reish Lakish, halalu maisa ilfis hein. Reish Lakish says all of these, after you prepare their dough, they're quote-unquote baked in a pan, in like a frying pan with some oil. That's not called baking. Because you're doing it in a frying pan, that's not called baking, and therefore, if you don't bake it, it's not called bread. Part of the definition of lechem is a maisa afia. This is not called afia, says Reish Lakish, if you do it in a pan. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, maisa ilfis chayavin. No, even if you do it in this pan, it's chayav. V'halalu sh'asen b'chama. No, these, you know why these are potter? Because you're talking about cases where you baked it in the sun. You didn't bake it in a pan at all. In a pan is good enough. A pan is good enough. It's enough similar to baking it in an oven. Period. Two important ha'aras on this. There's a major machlokas here in the Rishonim between Rabbeinu Tam and everybody else. Rabbeinu Tam is a chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted, turn the page for a minute, Amud Beis. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosfos Dekulei Alma. In the middle of the Tosfos, it says, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Those are the first words on the line. Rabbeinu Tam, just a background, there are two types of doughs that we have. If you're baking a cake, baking challah, let's say, that's thick dough. Let's say you turn over the bowl with a challah dough in it. The whole thing would fall out at once. That's called Blila Aveh. We discussed this a little bit when we talked about the malacha of lush. Blila Aveh, thick. But then you have, let's say, you're making pancakes. Pancakes, that's a much thinner dough. That's called Blila Racha. That's thin, liquidy dough. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if you have Blila Aveh, a thick dough, you are always chayiv to take off challah. Always. Even if, no matter what you do afterwards. And that's not the machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish talk about, you know, what happens if you fry it in a pan afterwards? You're still chayiv. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the whole thing is, if you have blila aveh, if you have thick dough, so then it's always going to be chayiv and challah. So no matter what you're going to make. So I saw some of the, let's say somebody, I don't know, somebody pointed out one of the, one of those aladaf sheets. So he said noodles. He thinks that noodles they make in the factories, very thick dough, and then they just split them up and they deep fry them. So noodles they're not baked, but let's say you do something else. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you'd have to be mafresh challah from that, right? Because you had a thick dough. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the second is blila aveh, that it's chayiv and challah no matter what. Machlokas, would you say hamotzi? According to Rabbeinu Tam, would you say hamotzi on this? That's a machlokas. Maram chalava here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, yes, you'd say hamotzi on this also. Other Rishonim say he wouldn't go so far. But either way, says Rabbeinu Tam, Yom Rabbeinu Tam, the daka blila racha plig. You know what the machlokas is? Blila racha. If you have, let's say, the pancake type dough, the liquidy dough, so that's the machlokas. You know, what do you do with this afterwards? If you put it in a pan, that's the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, but you're not baking it, and Rabbi Yochanan says you are baking it. That's by blila machlokas, only by blila racha. Etc. Rabbi Yochanan holds that baking it in the pan still makes it into lechem, and you're chayiv. If it's thick dough, of course it's chayiv and challah. Even if you don't bake it at all, even if you deep fry it, because the chayiv challah is determined mishas gilgul. Another nafkamina. What about donuts? How do you make donuts? Donuts, you have this thick dough, and you deep fry it. You deep fry donuts. You don't bake donuts. So that's why we usually assume, like the other sheets, we'll say that the donuts, they don't have to be mafresh challah. You're not baking it at all. It's deep fried. So you can eat 1,000 donuts and never make hamotzi. It's not possible, Baba Kistin, because it's not baked. Right? So it says Rabbeinu Tam, no! The chiyuv of challah is from Shas Gilgul. And that's what our Tosfos says, Venero Rabbeinu Tam, a few lines down, Tochinami Mavarchan Alef Hamotzi. Right, that's controversial. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you make hamotzi in a lot of these cases. That allows all shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch paskins against Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin like Rav Rishonim here. Rabbeinu David here quotes the Ramban and the Ritva here, and all the other Rishonim say that no. Even by blila aveh, even by thick dough, it has to do with what you're planning to do with it. If you're planning not to bake blila aveh, that is not called lechem. It's not called lechem. Blila aveh is only, and the machlokas here is by both blila aveh and blila racha. No matter what your dough is, and you have to interpret Mishnayis and Chala in different ways. But we pass it and look in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya, Blila Aveh also, if you don't have in mind to bake it, it's not going to be Chayiv and Chala. Only if you have in mind, let's say you're Chanukah just passed, let's say you're making Sufganiyot. You're planning to make Sufganiyot, let's say you're making Sufganiyot for the shul, so you're making 5,000 Sufganiyot. So you're using a 5-pound bag of flour. 5 pounds of flour, I know there's a chiyuv, you have to take a mafresh challah. Even 3 pounds, you just do it without a bracha. So you have to take off, so we pass it, no. If your dafka, you have in mind to use it for sufganiyot, then use it for sufganiyot. So what's this blila aveh? We don't pass it like Rabbeinu Tam. But either way, that's here, right here, machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam against other Rishonim. What type of dough is under discussion here? Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan, though, had said that all of these are chayiv, even if you do it in a pan, but only what's putter? Only in the sun. Only in the sun. So I saw the Sharm Sein Balacha points out the Targum Yonasa ben Uziel. Right? It says when the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Says they baked it on their backs in the sun. Sorry, they baked the matzahs. They baked the matzahs in the sun. So what do you mean? Was it this? That's matzah. What are we eating matzah for at Pesach? And that was baked in the sun. That's what we say is not lechem. So Misharim Misharim Balacha says no. That's in the morning. They eat the regular matzah baked in the oven the night before. But in the morning, they had this what they ate. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat matzah baked in the sun the rest of Pesach. You can't just get used to your mitzvah matzah. I saw in the Biurei Hadaf, one of the Mepharshim quote, that they left exactly at Netzach Chama. And there's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says at Netzach Chama, the sun passes by, the Pesach Shel Gehenna. So really, it was considered Eish. What's not considered shemesh? What's considered ish? So that's another pshat of how it could be that how that's not called cham. Okay, so that is a machlokas of Yochanan Bishlokas. Okay, so now we go next the rest of the day talking about this machlokas. The Brisa says all these things that are made in a pan are chayiv. That's exactly against Rishon Malakish. Rishon Malakish says that if they're made, that's exactly why they're putter, if they're made in the pan. So Amar Ula, Am the Rishon Malakish, Hachamayiskina, Rishon Malakish admits, Kehisher Tiach Ulubasov Hidbik. If you first heated up the pan very hot, and then you put the dough in, so then Rabbi Shlakish would agree that that's okay. That's okay to be considered lechem because that's similar to an oven. Like an oven, you heat up and then you slop on the dough, remember in the olden days, onto one of the walls of the oven. So if you do that to the pan, that he'll also agree. Aval hidvik, so for tiach, what was he talking about? A case where you put it in and then heated it up. So hidvik, so for tiach, but if you first put it in and then heated it up. My, how can I be Turin? So one second, according to Yerush Lakish, the opposite case obviously would be Pater. So at the Tani Sefer, why in the Brisa does it have to bring in a new case? Asan Bachama Paturin, Lifla Vilisida, just be Mechalik within the factors that you are discussing. Why didn't the Brisa say, Bamed Ramamur and Weni, you Chayev Kagonshir Tiach Lubasov Hidvik, where you first heated up the pot? Aval Hidvik, Lubasovir Tiach Paturin. Why wasn't it Mechalik within that? Why do you have to bring in the Chama case? So the Gemara answers, Chasur and Machzor of Hakik Tani. You're right, it's just missing some words. This is what the Brisa should say. When do you say that it is considered lechem only if you heated up the pot first? But if you put it in first and then heated the pot, treat it as if it was baked in the sun and it would be potter. Period. Tashma yotzin b'matza hina uba matza hasuya be'ilfis. You could use hina matza and matza baked in a made in a pot. So again, kasha and reshlakish. No, that also is talking about a case where you first heated up the pot. My matza hina. So what's matza hina that you're allowed to use? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol sheparsa v'ein chudin m'shachan imena. Matza hina means not fully cooked bread, not fully cooked matza. So how far does it have to be along in the process? If you would break it, it breaks. That's called ready. But when you break it, it's still doughy, and like when you stretch it, the dough would stretch, and some of the pieces would just elongate and not separate totally. So that's not ripe enough. That's when you consider it, it's not good enough. Okay, so that's matzah hina. Amar Rava, v'chein lachmi toda. Rava says the same rules apply to lachmi toda. What's lachmi toda? Lachmi toda is, if you remember, we discussed the lachmi toda earlier on Daf Yudalid, that the carbon toda was brought with many different loaves. What gave the kedusha to those loaves? When you shech the carbon toda, then the loaves became fully kedushas haguf. How baked do those loaves have to be at the moment that you shech the carbon in order for them to achieve kedusha? Same rule, says Rava, they have to be as long as you can break it and ein chutin imshachan imena. Pshita, says the Gemara, of course. Why wouldn't you think otherwise? Hacha lechem siv, hacha lechem siv. Lachmi toda are also called lechem. Why would you think it has a different definition? Because it says you have to give the Kohen one from every carbon. There are 40 loaves. One out of every 10. There are 4 types, 10 of each type. One per type goes to the Kohen. So echad mikol carbon goes to the Kohen. Echad, also darshan echad shlo yitel parus, that you have to give him a whole loaf. You can't give him a broken loaf. Vacha kamad the priest adami. And if it's not fully ripe, maybe it has the status of a broken one. Kamash malan. It's not totally ripe. It's not a good one. It's not totally baked. So therefore you might consider it broken. Kamash malan. Right, this line of the Gemara conjured up for me that tshuva of Ramosha that we discussed months ago about the using a throwaway cup. He said a throwaway cup is called a shavur. And the Sicilianzer, the Achronim asked, what do you mean it's a shavur? It's made like this. So maybe this is a little smock to that Ramosha, because the Gemara has a havamina that because it's not fully ripe, it's not broken, but it's considered broken. So you see an example of a shavur, something broken that's not really broken. Meisvei, hame'isa b'sham epotrin, b'sol chayavin, hechlita b'sham chayavin, b'sol potrin. A me'isa loaf and a chalita loaf, opposite cases, one be'shama is machayev and be'sil not, and vice versa. Ezo me'isa ve'ezo chalita, what's the difference between a me'isa and a chalita? Ha me'isa kemach sh'agabi mugloshin. Me'isa means you throw the flour onto boiling water before you bake it. Va chalita mugloshin agabi kemach. Chalita is the opposite. You throw the boiling water onto the dough. So in both those cases, there's a machlokas between be'shama and be'silo, whether it's chayev and chala or not. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishim Aviv, Zevzel Liftar. Rabbi Yossi said, no, they're both pater. There's no chiyuv of chala. Some say Rabbi Yossi said they're both chayiv and chala. Either way, if you put that water on the dough, or vice versa, asan bi'opas pater, but tanur chayiv. Right? If you put it in a pan, then it's going to be pater. But if you put it into an oven, you're going to be chayiv. V'tanakama, so just by the way, the Gemara asks, maishna ha'misa, maishna chalita. What's it, why is bachalot b'shayim b'sewa have opposite Cheetos about Chalita and Me'isa? They're both, you know, you brought the flour into contact with boiling water before you baked it. So if that takes away its shame lechem, so it should be, who cares what's on top, what's on bottom? What's the difference? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Yehuda, V'chitem Rav Yehuda, Shua ben Levi, you're right. K'machlokas b'zu, k'achlokas b'zu. Really, it's the same machlokas by both. V'tavra, Misha Sharnazu, Lo Sharnazu. Really, it's two different opinions. Beishamai Beisilel are consistent, but one opinion says that Beishamai says chayiv in both, and Beisilel says pater in both, and the other one says that Beishamai is pater in both, and Beisilel is chayiv in both. So split up that first line of the Braisa, it's really two different opinions. Period. Katani miyas, but the Braisa had said, V'chacham Orim, the last sheet of the Braisa had said, that the Chachamim say, Echazeh ve'echazeh, either one of these, Chalita or the Me'isa, Shasan Be'ilf is patur, Batan or Chayiv, that if you made it in the pan, you're going to be patur. Tziyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you make it in the pan, you should be Chayiv. Only Bechama is going to be patur. So Amr Lachar Rabbi Yochanan Tanah here. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? It's really Machlokas Tanoim, so I can say whatever I want, because I have a Tana to rely on. The Tanya, where's the machlokas tanoim? Yochol yehi me'isa v'chaluta chayiv and b'chala. The Tana Kama says in his braisa, I might think that me'isa and chalita are chayiv and chala. Tamad lomar lechem. So teach me lechem, so therefore chaluta and me'isa are not chayiv and chala. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein lechem elo afli b'tanur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, bread has to be baked in a tanur. This braisa does not say anything explicitly about a pan. So we're going to have to try to figure out where it is hidden in this braisa. Tana Kama says, me'isa and chalita are excluded. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need an oven. So the Gemara has Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakamas. What's the difference between them? One of them says you cannot use chaluta and meusa, and the other one says you have to use an oven. Isn't that the same shita? What's the difference between them? El alav, says Rabbi Yochanan, it must be ma'ase ilvas yigibinai. The difference is if you put it in a frying pan. Tanakama sovar, the Tanakama says ma'ase ilvas chayavin. The Tanakama says meis and chaluta are putter, but let's say you put it in a pan, that would be chayav. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds like. Rabbi Yochanan sovar, no, ma'ase ilvas betura. No, you need an oven. Ma'ase ilvas is not enough. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. It's really machlokas tanoim. Gemara says though you don't have to say that. That's the machlokas in this brisa. Lo, the kuliyam myself is paturin. It could be that everybody agrees myself is his putter if you put it in the pan. V'hacha, what's this machlokas about? Go shachazar v'afa matanur kamiflagi. If you put it in the pan, but then afterwards you put it into an oven. If you did it then, so that does that now create the chiyuv chala? The Tanakama saw Rakiven Shachazar Afo Batana Lechon Karina Bay. The Tanakama says, you put it in the oven. So what that you did a Maisa Ilfis first? If you put it in the oven afterwards, that's good enough. It gives it a shame lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, Ein Lechem Eloha Afli Batana Mei Kara. Says Rabbi Yehuda says, no. What's bread? When you put it in the oven first step. Vakiven the Mekara, La Batana Rafia, Lav Lechem Hu. And in this case, even though you did it afterwards, it's not going to be called lechem because you didn't bake it in an oven right away. Oh my Rava, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda require you to have it in the oven first and foremost? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says in the Tochacha in Bechukosai, V'yafu eser nashim b'lach v'chem b'saner echad. Right, 10 women will bake their bread in one oven. Lechem ha'afli b'taner echad kari lechem v'shein afli b'taner echad and kari lechem. So that's a smach that one oven is called bread. Sfasemis just wonders. This is a curse in the Tochacha. The Tochacha is like you're going to have so little wood, you're going to have 10 women that use the same oven. So what are you darshaning from the, that's called lechem. This is one of the curses of the Tochacha. So it says the Sfasemis, maybe it's based on the extra word lachmechem. Lachmechem, you didn't need that word in the pasuk. So maybe that's what Gemara is being medayik from. Yosef Rabba Rabbi Yosef Achori Reb Zera. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were sitting behind Reb Zera. The Yosef Reb Zera came to Ula, and Reb Zera was sitting in front of Ula. So Amali Rabba Reb Zera, Rabba who was sitting behind Reb Zera, says, Reb Zera, could you ask Ula a question for me? Because he was sitting in like the second row. So Bai Minei Mei Ula, ask from Ula the following case. We're talking about making breads in pans. I want to know if it's chayv and challah or not. So he says, what happens if hidbuk b'fnim v'rtiach mi b'chutz mahu? You put the bread on the inside of the pan, and you put the fire on the outside of the pan. So what's the halacha in that case? So Amar Lei, so Reb Zera turns to Rab and says, my Emily, what am I going to ask him? The Amina Lei, Amar Lei, Heini, my Silfis. He's going to tell me, that's normal. That's regular baking. You put the pan, how do you cook in a frying pan? You put the dough, the batter inside, you put the fire outside. So I'm not going to ask him that question. So Amar Lei, Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef turns to Reb Zera and says, no, ask him this. Ask him the opposite case. Hidbik mi b'fnim v'avuka kenegda. What if you have the pan inside, but instead of the fire, which you usually have on the outside of the pot, let's say you take a blowtorch and you put it on the top of the pan and you cook bake that way. So is that enough dome to a oven? Is that similar to an oven or not? So mahu amalei my amalei. No, what am I going to tell him? The aminalei. I don't want to ask him that either, because if I ask him that, amalei rov aniim osim kem. He'll tell me that that's how poor people bake. They don't have regular ovens. They have to do it this way. And therefore, Otami, that's also considered in the regular rules of Maisa Kedera. So therefore, I don't want to ask him that either, because that's the regular halacha of Maisa Kedera. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. And just remember the machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, and other Rishonim. Just one ha'ara I forgot to mention. There are some Rishonim that say that Rabbeinu Tam would have a limit, even remember Rabbeinu Tam, we said as long as you have a thick dough, even he would have a limit. It has to look like a type of bread after you make it. He might have that limit. That's what Tosis mentions in the first wide line. Teresa de Nahama. That might be a limit even in Rabbeinu Tam. That even if it's thick, you still aren't going to make hamotzi and all the halachas kick in if it doesn't look like bread. But that is, that's the nafkamina would be the noodle case that I mentioned. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was L'Zecha Nishmas, Rachel Bas Shlomo Zalman Halevi. Shall we continue tomorrow? Is Rabbi Yochanan Shita rejected by Maisi?
Because the proof is by spring, he said there's no proof.
Right, well, the Gemara just said you don't have to interpret the Gemara that way. So whenever you have a low, it's not a tiyufta, it's just that. There's no reason why we would say one way, not the other way.